An environmental review for a proposed copper mine in eastern Arizona did not adequately analyze the potential impacts of climate change, the strain that drought and demand have put on water resources in the region, and its impact on tribes. The U.S. Forest Service asked the Bureau of Land Management earlier this year to quality check its review for the Resolution Copper Mine in Superior, about an hour east of Phoenix. The project is vehemently opposed by tribes who hold the land sacred. The Muscogee Nation will get their say in a national park approval if approved by Congress, and after a three-year federal review wraps up this fall, the mounds in Macon, Georgia would serve as the gateway to a new Okmulgee National Park and Preserve, protecting 54 river miles of floodplain, where nearly 900 more sites of cultural or historic significance have been identified. In 1994, Joe Williams sat in the audience during the Oscar Howe Memorial Lecture, learning about the impact on the community made by American Indian artist Oscar Howe. Just days ago, he returned, this time as the Oscar Howe Memorial Lecturer. Williams, the director of Native American programs at the Plains Art Museum in North Dakota, discussed how Howe has changed his outlook on Native American art and life. He said Howe's work was a reminder of the value artwork brings to the public. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.